Hey you, do you want to learn how to design SVG cut files in the amazing Affinity Designer software with expert feedback, surrounded by a supportive and loving community of designers? If you said yes, sign up for my free masterclass for more info. Link down below.
Jeff here from Cut and Make Craft. It's been a minute since I last did a live here. It's been such a long time. It's been like around, I think the last time I went live was probably in April or March. I don't even remember. I was taking a break from Instagram because of some family tragedy. And I'm sure some of you guys might have heard and seen it. So I just couldn't bring myself to get on Instagram after that happened, after what happened. It took me a lot of time to process my emotions, and I was working at the back. I was doing a lot of back end stuff, but to step in here and actually do a live, I just wasn't ready for it. It took a lot of courage and a lot of self-work to get back onto Instagram and start doing the live shows and have that one-on-one live interaction with you guys. I just wasn't ready for it for like past couple of months. So I took off May, took off June, and I took off July just so I could process my emotions on my own and get ready for to be present in my business. So a lot of things have been going on behind the scenes. First of all, I was in Saudi Arabia for about 6 weeks. I was with my mom because of the stuff that happened. And while I was there, I was taking care of my mom, and most of my time was spent on looking after my mom. Most of the business tasks were being handled by my VA. I was just delegating things to her, and she literally managed my business for like 6 weeks. And we're gonna talk about that as well. And the rest of the time, I was busy prepping for our super amazing event, which is going to be in September, the Gift and Business with Cricut Summit free event that is going to be taking place in September, from September 1 to 3rd. So a lot of my time was going in doing the stuff required for the event, like setting up the event, looking for speakers and everything. So that was what was up all these days. And what else? A lot has been happening inside my VIP group. We have had a lot of new students who joined like in a week. They started making such beautiful SVG designs. I will be sharing the updates, their designs as well in my stories with you guys. And we also had a little competition inside the group, SVG design competition last month. And this month we are going to have another one for designing cards based on autumn themed cards. So that's pretty much it. That's what has been going on over here on my side. Oh, another big news is I got a job as a business intelligence analyst. This is gonna be my first job in the IT career. So I was working as a research assistant, as a biotech research assistant. Then last year I quit my job so I can focus on upskilling myself so I can join the IT industry. And last month I finally got a job. After studying for 6 months, I got my first job as a business intelligence analyst, which will be starting soon. So those were some big major updates that I wanted to share with you guys. So next thing, let's go deep dive into the event that is happening next month, which is Gifts and Business with Cricut 3-day free event. So the goal of this event is to show you how to make personalized gifts and make money from your Cricut this holiday season. So I wanted to dedicate 3 days exclusively to making gorgeous personalized gifts. And we have around 25 plus workshops waiting for you guys on designing, on creating gorgeous, beautiful, beautiful gifts. I'm just putting one together right now. So this is gonna be an ornament box, photo ornament box. This is halfway done. This is not even complete. And I'm doing like around 15 tutorials for this event, and they are gonna be so much fun. I've already recorded two of them. It's a tutorial for an ornament box, and then there was a tutorial for putting together a light up shadow monogram box. And there's so much more coming up. I'm going to show you how to make a stocking gift box with shaker thing going on. And some exciting projects, which includes a Nutella cover, Nutella and Go cover, so you can put some cute little gifts inside that as well. And then we have a Pringle gift box tutorial coming up. We have wooden ornaments tutorials, so many amazing and unique tutorials, that unique projects that you are gonna learn inside this event. A lot of people requested wooden ornaments. That is gonna be covered in the event, and etching and engraving with your Cricut Joy. I also have a tutorial on creating snow globe gift bags and a money cake and a school bag gift bag as well. So super cute, adorable ideas. You do not want to miss this free event. And there are about 40 plus workshops. So you're gonna learn how to create personalized gifts. And for those of you who actually sell their crafts, you're also gonna learn tips and tricks to get the best out of this holiday season. You can implement those business strategies in your business for the holiday season. You can get the maximum benefit from this event. So we have some amazing speakers lined up for the business section as well. We have a business owner, ex-Cricut business owner. She had a vinyl cutting business. She had a very large vinyl cutting business, and she is gonna be sharing the do's and don'ts of starting a creative business with you guys. And then we also have a very experienced seller. She works in the wedding industry, and she started as a handmade crafter. And then she found a wholesale client, and her business just exploded after that. So from handmade, she started selling. She went all in, and she made huge success. So she's gonna be coming in and teaching you guys how to attract brands for wholesale while running your handmade business. We also have a Tumblr business expert. She has been on the podcast earlier. Her name is Nicole, and she's gonna share how to start a Tumblr business with you guys. And we have money mindset. We have business mindset mastermind. We also have a class on boosting your sales with Pinterest and content marketing. There's so many amazing workshops happening inside the event. The tickets for the events will be available starting from tomorrow. So stay tuned for the announcement. I will be sharing the announcement when the tickets go live, so stay tuned for that. And you can immediately sign up and grab the ticket right away. So the event is gonna run from the September 1st to September 3rd. 40 plus workshop, guys. So much to learn during this event. So stay tuned. So that was about the event. Now I wanted to go over the best decision I've ever made in my business in the past 10 years. I regret not taking this step earlier, I swear. This made my life so much easier. So the event is gonna be online at, I'm gonna share the URL later with you guys when the tickets are out. So it's gonna be all online event and the videos are gonna be pre-recorded. If you have attended a Cricut Summit before, it's gonna be very similar to that. We have had a ton of Cricut Summits going on. So if you have attended any of the event, it's gonna be very similar to that. So you grab your ticket and the presentations will be released between 1 and 3rd September. So we will have around 14 presentations going out every single day, and you can choose one or two to three, whatever you want to watch for free, you can choose that. But if you want to watch them all later at your own time, you can upgrade to the access pass, so you can get all 40 presentations forever. So you can keep the presentations forever. You get instant lifetime access to the presentations. And you'll have the chance to ask questions, interact with the speakers inside the VIP group. So that's going to be what the event, that's how the event is going to be like. Going back to what I was talking about, the best decision I've ever made, and I regret not doing this earlier. So like around Feb, I hired my first virtual assistant. I don't know why I waited for this for so long. All these days I was like, I can do this job myself. It's just emails. It's just social media scheduling. I can do this. It's just a minimal task. I don't need to hire anybody. I don't need to spend money on an assistant. Like, why do I even need that, right? Those are just minimal tasks. I can just spend like around 1 hour doing those tasks. So I always had all of these thoughts going on in my head for all these years, and I am really mad at myself because why didn't I take this action earlier? Because it has given me so much freedom and taken stuff off my plate. Now I'm actually focusing on things that actually matter. And believe it or not, during from May till like June, I was barely working on anything in my business. Since the time this thing happened in my life, since May 15th, my life just went upside down for like 1.5 months, and I was away from my business most of the time, and all of the work was done by my VA. She was running my business single-handedly. I was just texting her on Messenger. I was just delegating tasks to her via Messenger, like, do this, schedule these emails, schedule these social media content, email this person, email that person. I was just running my business via chat on Messenger with my VA, and she handled all of the tasks, and she took off so much stuff from my plate. Like, even though it's not too much, like scheduling an email or scheduling posts on social media, but not having to think about it, it just makes your life so much easier. Now I just I just create a task on Trello that do this, and she does it for me. And it has allowed me to step back and take off even more time, step back and do less in my business compared to what I was doing earlier. Like, all these minimal tasks were taking up so much time, even though these are just small tasks like scheduling and reaching out to other people or scheduling emails. Most of the tasks are scheduling emails that I handed off to my VA. And all those, I could have just done it earlier as well by just giving it to her, but I don't know why I didn't do it. But seriously, it has made my life so, so much easier. And I cannot stress upon the fact of hiring a VA to get your life easier. So I also have to show her how to do my SVG listings. So the next step is to hand off all the SVG listings to her, look after my shop so I can take off even more time and focus on the other aspects of business, like client-to-client interaction and creating amazing events for you guys, like this one, which is going to happen in September. So that was the big decision that I wanted to share with you guys. So if you are someone who has been running a business, or if you have too much on your plate, trust me, this is the thing I highly, highly recommend. Go and hire a VA. Even if she takes off 1 to 2 hours from you, that is more than amazing. That is gonna, it just frees up your space, in your mental space, and it gives you so much time to work on other things and focus on things that are more important, like creating content or interacting with your clients or doing one-on-one with your clients. I just record for this summit, I am doing like around 15 tutorials, and it's all because of my VA. So I record the videos, I send them to her, she does all the editing, she writes down all the steps for me, and then she uploads the videos as well. And then I've got an intern doing the SVG designs for me, and both of these people have made my life 10 times easier. So I just delegate the task to them. So my designer creates the designs, and then I test them out. I tell her what changes to make to the designs, and then she sends me the updated design. And once the design is finalized, I start recording the tutorial. And once the tutorial's done, my job is done here. My VA does the editing, and then she takes it from there. And trust me, if I was doing this alone, I wouldn't have ever been able to do this on my own in such a short time. So yes, hiring a VA is something I highly, highly recommend to anybody who is serious about their business. I swear it makes your life so much easier. Now, let's talk about the things that are going on in the SVG business world. I know I talk a lot about design bundles with you guys. I have had amazing success with that platform. However, things have changed a lot in the past couple of days. So first thing, they have introduced a plus member program where they will invite you to sell on the plus platform. And the thing that really hurt me the most was that they are closing down their Facebook community group. So along with all the other designers, I myself felt like very connected to the group, because that was the place where you had so many designers from various levels different levels, designers who have been selling for 10 years, for 5 years, for 1 year, for 6 months. They were all there inside the group, and it was such a wonderful and supportive community. But sadly, that community is gonna close down by the end of this week, which is really, really sad. And that community was one reason I highly recommended all the SVG designers to hop onto Design Bundles and sell on their platform. But due to the recent changes, I'm not sure if I will be recommending Design Bundles like I used to before, like I used to earlier, because of all the changes that are going on. It's still a great platform because you get to be part of those bundles. They have lots of deals that you can be a part of. But due to the saturation, it's just getting tougher and tougher to get on those bundles. So two things I would recommend is, one is to start looking for other ways to make money from SVGs. Like, I've covered this topic multiple times. Look for other sources to get your, to make, use your skills to make money from SVGs. One is to participate in summits so you can build your customer base via the summit. One of my students participated in my summit and she gained around 300 subscribers by just sharing one video. So she has around 300 people on her list. From 0 to 300, she just went from 0 to 300 by just participating in one summit. So you have to start building your email list. So start focusing on building your email list if your sale is not coming through, if you're suffering and not getting constant sales in your shop. And secondly is, I would like to invite you guys to join my Facebook group for passive income. If you want to learn passive income, it's a passive income for crafters group. So you can learn, it's a great place to connect if you are selling digital products, especially SVGs, and you're looking for a like-minded group. If you're looking for support in a non-judgmental area where you, even if you're a beginner and you want support, then that's a great place to hang out. So come and join me in Passive Income for Crafters Facebook group. All right, so it's been around 24 minutes since I've been live. Thank you everyone for joining. So during this session, I covered with you guys updates, what has been going on, and the amazing event that is happening in September, Gifts and Business Summit with Cricut. And I shared the best decision I've made, and I also shared with you guys some updates that are going on in the SVG business world. So if you have any questions about selling SVGs, be sure to message me after that. And stay tuned, because tomorrow I will be releasing the details on how to join the amazing event, Gifts and Business with Cricut, where you are going to get 40 plus workshops on creating personalized gifts and selling your Cricut crafts during the holiday season. All right, that's all from me for now, and I will see you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Lastly, if you want to learn how to make gorgeous SVG cut files in Affinity Designer, be sure to check out my free masterclass via the link below.